This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit, it is Tony Ortiz. Tony, good talking to you here before Monday Night Football. There's a little something different whenever it's Monday night, but the Detroit Lions have had the Green Bay Packers number here as of late.
Yeah, and it's kind of surprising because for a long time, Lambeau Field was the Lions' personal house of horrors. It seemed like every time they stepped in there, something was going to go wrong or something did go wrong. And the last couple of games, they've played extremely well there. So this game is a real toss-up tonight, and I'm a little bit surprised that it's become such a toss-up so quickly between these two teams.
You know, when you talk about the Detroit Lions and Matt Stafford, our guy Billy, who just asked you that question, is a huge Matt Stafford fan. I'm really not that big of a Matt Stafford fan. How has he played this year compared to years past?
He's played a little bit better. The biggest thing Matthew Stafford now has is a running game to support him. In the past, it seems like it's been everything has rested on his right arm. But Matthew Stafford now has a running game, which gives him a little bit of more balance on the offense. The weight of the offense is no longer completely on his shoulders. So that's taken a little bit of the pressure off of him. He's played better. And the whole problem is now the running game has to be more effective. The better the running game is, the more effective the running game is, the less pressure is on Matthew Stafford.
Tony, I think when you look at Matt Stafford, he's one of these guys that he's going to get into some really rarefied air here in the next couple of years when you look at the guys that he's going to pass on these all-time passing record lists and however you want to call it, however you want to slice and dice it. What it really is one guy that puts up incredible numbers and has really never had the true supporting cast, I feel like, to be able to put everything together and be able to win consistently in this league. Does it feel like they have the infrastructure in place now?
It feels like they're starting to get the pieces in place, but that you just hit on the biggest knock against Matthew Stafford, which is he hasn't had the pieces in place and he hasn't had success in the postseason. And many detractors here in Detroit, the detractors that are out there about Matthew Stafford all say the same thing. Yeah, it's great that he's got the numbers. It's great that he's moving up these lists. But the big number they're looking for is playoff wins. And unfortunately, next to his name, playoff wins, Matthew Stafford has zero. And that, in essence, has kept him from being considered one of the, I don't want to say all-time greats because that's not the right phrase, one of the better quarterbacks in the league. That's a better way to put it.
When you talk about,
that's a really good way to put it.
Yeah, when you talk about this division, I'm not going there with Matthew Stafford. I'm sorry, I'm not.
That's
might be a nice guy, and that's great, but I'm just not sold on that dude yet. I still think in crunch time he'll give it up. But this is my thing with the Detroit Lions. Matt Patricia last year, everybody wanted, I think, to run out of town. And now this year, my guy Billy here called him a defensive wizard earlier in the show, and I almost fell out of my chair. So how is he viewed now in Detroit?
He's viewed better in Detroit because of the start they've gotten off to, because of the fact that they were able to handle a team like the Philadelphia Eagles, because they played so well against Kansas City. The biggest thing that Matt Patricia did this offseason and during last season was he started to clear out the locker room of guys who weren't buying into his system. The guys who are here now, the Trey Flowers, the Jared Davises, the TJ Hockenson's, the Matthew Staffords, the Kerryon Johnson's, these are the guys that are buying into what Matt Patricia's teaching. So he went from a guy who looked like he was over his head in year one to a guy who looks like he knows what he's doing in year two. And guys, don't be fooled by some of the numbers. This is a defense that gives up a lot of yardage between the 20s, but once you get into the red zone, they do a good job of clamping down on the opposition. They have a similar type of defense to what New England used to run under Patricia a couple of years ago.
Tony Ortiz joining us from the Ticket in Detroit. Tony, what's their third down defense like? Because it's been a huge issue for the Green Bay Packers, sustaining drives on third down.
The third down defense for the Lions has been better, especially in recent weeks. They did a good job of handling the Kansas City Chiefs up until the end of the game on third downs, did a good job against the Philadelphia Eagles as well, did a good job against Arizona until the fourth quarter of that game. They've improved on third down defense. The problem was last year that they couldn't get teams off the field. This year they've done a lot better getting teams off the field on third downs.
What about this division? Coming into this year, Tony, it was all about the Vikings and the Bears, and well, we'll see what the Packers can do. And the Lions are the Lions at this point. What is your view of this division now that we're 5-6 weeks into the season?
Toughest division in the NFL. All four teams, in my opinion, could finish 8-8 or better in this division, and there's a good chance that three of these teams in the division could miss out on the playoffs. And I'll say this to illustrate how tough this division is. If the Lions lose tonight, they go from second place to fourth place. If they win tonight, they're in first place.
Yep.
That's how really topsy-turvy this whole division is. And with San Francisco playing well, with Seattle playing well, you got to figure one of those wild card spots is going to be eaten up there. So the NFC has turned into this giant mosh pit where you've got six or seven teams right now basically fighting for one playoff spot, and we're just 6 weeks into the season.
Follow along at AJOrtiz3 on Twitter. He's Tony Ortiz of 97.1 The Ticket up in Detroit. Where does this defense rank in terms of the style of defense that Matt Patricia wants to play? Now, you talked about people finally buying into that system and kind of buying into the way that he wants to play in a New England disciple, and so is the general manager. They've kind of now went down rank and file in that sense, and I like what they've done in that sense of just give somebody the football operations and let them go do what they do in that sense. Where on the defensive side of the football is this from the defenses that we've seen in Detroit? Because they got a lot of speed and they got dudes that can cover.
Exactly, and that's the biggest difference from past defenses. The other thing they can do is they can put pressure on the quarterback. It may not show in the stats. Trey Flowers, for example, has just one sack so far through six games, which, considering the money, some people here are disappointed by his performances, but they can put pressure on the quarterback. They may not get the sacks, but they got quarterbacks moving off the dime, moving uncomfortably out of the pocket, and that's something Matt Patricia's wanted to do. As far as defenses, the closest defense that has been here to what you're seeing now would be the defense in 2011 when Gunther Cunningham was the defensive coordinator under Jim Schwartz. It's a similar type of defense to that where they do get after the passer. It's fast. They have guys who are in the back that can cover. That's probably the closest comparison I can give you to what this year's Lions defense looks like.
105.7. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Stevie.
No, that's okay. Hey, real quickly here, I don't know how big of a college football fan you are or not, but when we had our college football guy on last week talking about the Badgers in Michigan State, he got asked a Lions question at the end, so I'm going to ask you a college football question at the end, too. Michigan, Michigan State, the Badgers have seen and disposed of both of those schools. What are thoughts of fans on both of those schools and then on Wisconsin as well?
Both the same, which is Michigan has been a huge disappointment this year. Even though they have a winning record, that offense sputters leaps and bounds. Some days it looks good. Some games it looks awful. Michigan State, they're just starting to fall apart offensively. They have a good defense, just like Michigan, but the offensive problems, Brian Lewerke, it's just been a mess for Michigan State, more so than Michigan at this point. By the way, don't leave out Central Michigan, which Wisconsin also dispatched of.
Oh, that's true. I think
if Green Bay beats Detroit tonight, I think you guys get the Upper Peninsula as a reward.
We'll take it.
That works. Tony Ortiz joining us here from The Ticket in Detroit. It's going to be a fun one today, Tony. How do you see this thing wrapping up between the Lions and Packers tonight?
If this game was at Ford Field, I'd give the Lions a shot at winning this, but it's at Lambeau Field, and I think the Packers' defense especially is playing a little bit better than people believe. It's low scoring, but I think Green Bay wins this game 21-17 over the Lions.
Tony, appreciate the time, man, as always, and we'll talk soon as these two teams will do battle one more time, and it really does seem like it's the best division in all of football.
It really is, and it's going to be a lot of fun tonight. Guys, take care.
Take care. Thanks for
Tony,
coming on.
Appreciate it, man. Tony Ortiz joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.